morning.
Good morning.
You could all stand and sing hymn number 368, My Wonderful Lord. Today we have guest speaker Heather Varner. Let's all greet each other, and if you want to speak to her for a second, let's do that as well.
Hello, Heather. Good morning, Ruth. Good morning. Good morning, Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're here.
had a request to see my socks, I'm sorry. Any announcements or anything going on this week anybody needs to talk about?
Senior meal is this week, and I'll be down front after worship for sign-ups if you want to help with the meal or with the desserts.
And will take place next Sunday, so I have a lovely assistant who's going to remind us what we are collecting this time. So it's razors and shaving cream, and the details are in the bulletin. You can get a pack of razors, that's fine. Just be sure it's a pack that has a plastic piece on the end of each thing.
Any other announcements this week?
Monthly meeting tonight at
7
o'clock.
Tonight at 7. Come out and join us. It's super fun. I always have a blast. I do. I have fun. That's because it's just me. But.
And we're going to hold it here in the meeting room tonight.
In the meeting room tonight.
It'll be nice and warm and cozy.
Okay. A little warmer in here, so we'll be in here. If we could have our ushers come forward for tithes and offerings. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we appreciate everything that you've given to us, and hopefully we've chosen to give that back to you to do your will in our community and even in our world. Again, help us be more like you. Amen.
Thank you.
my life today. So we're so glad to see all of you. This makes everything a little more bright and special. So we have a friend, Ms. Heather, who is here today, and she is the director at Quaker Lake. And so I thought it would be a good chance to check in with you cool young people about Quaker Lake. Have any of you gone to Quaker Lake for anything, camp or seeds or... or you live there, live there 24/7, which is very cool. Pumpkin festival, Easter egg hunts. Yeah, I kind of think just about all of you have been to Quaker Lake for something very cool and very fun. Now, give me a thumbs up if you liked going to Quaker Lake. Yeah, you thought it was fun, it was pretty. So we are so glad that Heather and her family are here today, and I just wanted people to see that our young people are still going to Quaker Lake and still loving it. I know we have people here who went when they were kids to Quaker Lake. I know that I went, and it's so special. And guess what? It's right down the road, isn't it? It's not even that far away, which is such a blessing. Does anybody want to share what their favorite thing about Quaker Lake is? Kind of a fun thing. What is your favorite thing? Yeah. The staff that work there is awesome. Emma's mom Heather is awesome. Yeah, anybody else have a favorite thing? Yeah, the activities. So I mean, some of you younger friends don't get to do all this yet, but when you get older you can canoe and hike and do campfires and all kinds of stuff at Quaker Lake. Have you been to the pumpkin festival? What did you like? Remember there were bouncy houses. Bouncy houses and food and pumpkin smashing. So all kinds of fun things. So I just want us to take a minute and think about Quaker Lake, think about how close it is, how beautiful it is, and that we have several generations of people right here at church that have benefited from Quaker Lake and going there to have fun and meet cool other people, but also to learn more about Jesus and be in a safe, loving environment to learn about Jesus. So thank you guys for coming up here and making an effort to get here today, and let's say a little prayer. Lord, thank you for our young people. Thank you for letting us gather together. Thank you for giving us a place like Quaker Lake that we can go to throughout years and years and have safe learning lessons about Jesus and about you. Just guard us and guide us. In your name we pray.
Are there any prayers, concerns, or praises this week?
Bill Jones.
Yeah, thank you. Bill Jones in the hospital as of yesterday. He had a heart attack and is up there at a... Did we say what hospital? I don't remember.
I don't know if I heard that.
Sorry. Cone? Yeah, thank you.
So if we keep him in our thoughts for sure, and their family. Got Tommy and Whitney and Martha are all out of town, and Keith's up here with his dad.
That's going to Jamaica. Is it this week or next week?
Dave?
Wednesday. We will leave Wednesday. We'll go to Jamaica, come back late Monday.
Make sure to keep him in our thoughts this week as well. Safe travels. And have fun. It's going to be nice, I bet. Nice and warm. No rain, possibly. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with the Jones family this week and all the time, but especially with Bill in the hospital. Just lay your healing hand upon him and be with Dave Robinette, Senior and Junior, as they go to Jamaica yet again to do your work, and with others traveling with them. Give them traveling mercies and bring them back safe to us with lots of stories to tell about Sunshine. And any other prayer concerns that are on people's hearts that weren't necessarily said, but brought to you in private, please be with them as well. In your name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning. I'm excited that you guys asked me to come today because I feel like you all get really tired of hearing me talk about Quaker Lake. And since Kay told me I had 2 hours to talk about Quaker Lake this morning, which is really generous, so we're just going to get on into it. But no, I feel like sharing with you guys about Quaker Lake is like literally preaching to the choir because you guys are so much a part of everything we do. You know, Lindsay was saying you're right down the road, but you're instrumental in all of the things at Quaker Lake with your support and your prayer and your contributions and your time and your volunteering and, you know, being on boards and everything. So thanks to you guys for Quaker Lake for being what it is. I do feel like I'm always asking people to do things on behalf of Quaker Lake, and I promise that for the next few minutes, I won't ask anybody to volunteer or anybody to do anything. So today, it is a little bit cold and a little bit cloudy, and to get you guys in the mindset of, I mean, Quaker Lake is a lot more than just summer camp. We have all kinds of things going on throughout the year. We still want people from our churches, and we do have other churches that come and use Quaker Lake as a retreat place, and we still have different activities happening, but you know, the heart of Quaker Lake is summer camp. That's, you know, the kind of biggest mission. That's what they purchased the land for and they pulled everything together for. And so mostly I'm going to talk about summer camp today. And to get you guys in the mood and to feel like summer, I'm going to show you a video. And I want you to bear with me a little bit because the first song is a little bit loud, maybe for a Sunday morning, but we're going to be, you know, singing God's praises and, you know, looking at all of his blessings. So we might be up here a little bit, but I promise it'll make sense. So first thing we're going to do is get in the mood for summer camp by watching this video.
We go together. Sounds extraordinary magic follows you around, and the camera can't catch it. You won't see it in the mirror. If I say look behind you, you turn around, it disappears. But I see it, I see it, I swear I do, I see extraordinary magic in you. Out of thin air, you appeared in my life, like a burst of technicolor in a world of black and white. When my heart was locked inside a box, you reached inside, and now I see my future when I look into your eyes. I see it, I see it, I swear I do, I see extraordinary magic in you. And I know that miracles happen, who cares what they say? It's love, nothing short of a miracle happening over and over every day. So I'll keep my eyes open, awed and amazed. And if you start to doubt it, I'll remind you of the million ways. I see it, I see it, I swear I do, I see extraordinary magic in you.
So now we all can think about the sun and summer and feel what it feels like. Raise your hand if you have been at Camper at Quaker Lake before. So it's easy to see those images, and I promise we do some new things, that we do have a lot of new activities and a lot of, we've stayed current, but there's a definite heart for Quaker Lake that even, you know, drawing on my camper experiences that are similar, and we can all feel that. When we get a moment to pause and step back and take a breath, and which, you know, sometimes doesn't happen much, but and all of us who work at Quaker Lake and realize what we get to be a part of, and that God has put us here and allowed us to be part of it, it's a huge blessing, and something that you know, I appreciate every day. I have been the director now. We've lived there for 14 years, and this will be my 15th summer coming up, which is really hard to believe, especially probably hard for Neil and Susie to believe, knowing me as a camper, and like Terry Venable, who knew me at youth and yearly meeting activities, all those people, probably it's very surprising for them. But for those of you who don't know my history or my story, I'm going to tell you a very snippet of it. I didn't start going to Quaker Lake till I was about 12 or 13. And by, you know, the campfires where people, you know, you all, staff are always sitting there calculating how old somebody is, if they really could have come to Quaker Lake for 16 years, you know, when they're 15 or 17 or whatever. But, you know, a lot of kids, you know, would start coming. Back then you came when you were 7. Now that we do SEEDS, which is a preschool program, you can start coming to Quaker Lake when you're almost 3. So our years have gotten bigger at what they share at the campfires of how long they've been coming to Quaker Lake. But I didn't start going until 12 or 13. So I was a little bit older. And it changed my life. I ended up going because of our youth leader at Springfield at the time had worked on Quaker Lake staff and was a really big advocate. And I went and didn't know anybody and went by myself. He, I think, might have been the youth pastor that week. I can't remember. But it started a transformation in me spiritually. I personally really attribute Quaker Lake to the development of me as a person and believing in myself. And Neil will kid me sometimes, because a lot of times I'll say that Quaker Lake made me who I am. And sometimes I've said before, and Neil helped make me who I am. And he'll say, maybe I don't want you to say that and pick on me. But at Quaker Lake, I felt validated. I felt loved. I started to gain confidence. And that helped, you know, make me the person that I am today. And so I was very involved in Quaker Lake as a camper. I ended up going back as a volunteer and just like a lot of people, trying to be there as much as I possibly could. I then, you know, worked at Quaker Lake 4 summers all through college, and that investment that people made in me, and I did yearly meeting stuff and was involved at youth too, which is really important, but Quaker Lake was kind of the most special thing to me. And a lot of people invested in me, and that still affects me every day. Quaker Lake is still helping to make me grow as a person. I graduated from college and volunteered a little bit, but then kind of my life took its career, you know, young married path, and I really didn't have very much to do with Quaker Lake for some years. I was very blessed in my career, and I was very lucky with the jobs I had, and I traveled a lot, and I had good timing. God was looking out for me. And so we moved to Quaker Lake when Jackson was 7 months old, and even when I was pregnant with him, if somebody had told me that I would be the director of Quaker Lake, I probably would have been like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I just didn't really see it as a part of my path. God had big plans for me, but they weren't, you know, very evident at that time, which, you know, happens to a lot of us with a lot of things. It was crazy, too, because my career path, I was in sales. I was a rep for a furniture manufacturer and traveled. I was a national sales manager for a different furniture company and flew around and did all kinds of things. But I, through all my connections, through the work I did, through the things I had to learn, and even looking back to the youth group I attended and how our youth group was involved with a lot of other churches and met a lot of other youth leaders and pastors from different Quaker meetings, and I did a lot of yearly meeting things, and you know, I didn't realize what all that meant or what all that kind of was encompassing until I got this job, until I ended up being the director of Quaker Lake, and I was way more connected and prepared than I thought I was, and you know, God was kind of grooming me for the work at Quaker Lake, and I truly, you know, I'm not the best speaker at all, so make sure your standards are really low right now, and I'm not the best prayer, not the best singer. There's a lot of things that, you know, I don't think are my gifts, but I think the one gift that God gave me was as a connector, and that's kind of what I feel my role at Quaker Lake has been, in helping to connect the people who are good at those things and who are gifted at those things to be where they should be. And, you know, I've been very lucky to get to just be connected to some amazing people. I think that's why I'm having a hard time talking right now, is because I keep seeing Sharon's face and, like, all these people that work so hard with us that they should be up here talking about Quaker Lake more than me. And a lot of you have heard me talk, especially after the Pumpkin Festival and things like that, about I really feel there's nothing better and nothing more inspiring than working really hard beside someone for something that you believe in. There's just nothing like, you know, all the things you guys pull off here at church, and y'all get up at the crack of dawn, and Neil making his biscuits, and, you know, all the things that y'all do and you put your heart and soul into. When you work beside people and you know you're doing it for something that matters, it's just really amazing, and that's what being a part of Quaker Lake is like. And everybody works so hard for it because it's so important. You know, one thing I want us to really pay attention to is there's so much important work to do in the mission field, but the mission field is also right here. It's right here. It's in our backyard. It's our own kids. It's kids that our kids know. It's, you know, kids at their schools. And what we do with the kids that, you know, we do have a lot of fun and we do a lot of great activities and we do a lot of things, but what we're doing and why we're doing those things is so important. And it's a work that's right here that we can be a part of, because camp is extraordinary. I pray every day that I won't get in the way of Quaker Lake, that I won't get in the way of God's ministry, because we give him the glory for everything that happens, and that I won't get so, like, those of you who know me, it's so in the, I got to do this, and we got to do this, and that I'll try to, like, you know, stay out of the way and let him do things. And I've learned, obviously, in 14 years of a lot of trust, because God does provide, and he does take care of Quaker Lake, and his blessings are abundant, and that's you know, because we have to kind of, you know, step back and trust. But camp provides some important things. I just want to talk about five things that camp provides that I think all of us need. Our campers need it, and people who come to Quaker Lake need it, but I think they're things that all of us need. Number one is the opportunity to disconnect. And by disconnect, I mean kind of from our culture, from our busy, busy, busy culture, our busy lives, all of the stuff. I mean, we all have school stuff and sports stuff and social media, and our kids want to play video games all the time, and it, you know, all the things that we're kind of battling and running here and running there. Camp allows us a time, you know, to be there, to be in that place where we can kind of breathe. Another point that I think is important about camp is that it's a great place to be known. And we all want to be known, no matter what, how old we are, no matter what point in our life we're at. We want to feel validated, we want to feel loved, we want to feel friendship, we want to feel that connection with people. And that's so important, that friendship, that support as life unfolds at whatever point we're at. I think one of the most important things that happens at Quaker Lake for young kids, staff, volunteers, for all of us, is that sometimes it's just somebody that's willing to listen to you. I know a particular camper that, you know, had been to Quaker Lake for a long time and had done a lot of things, and I had a talk with them once, and they were just unbelievably over the moon because a staff person took the time to just listen to them. And it wasn't even about like a big, huge subject. It was just the fact that somebody that they respected and somebody that they looked up to was willing to stop and pause and focus on them and listen to them. And the power of that is huge. I mean, it changes these kids' lives, just that. Another good point about camp that we all need is new adventures to be experienced. You see from the video that we, you know, have, you know, climbing towers and mountain biking and all that stuff. But, you know, a lot of times it's just trying a new thing, making a new thing. You know, you might be a part of a group thing or a skit thing or something that's kind of pushing you out there to kind of have your adventure. Some independence. If you're not athletic, we do a lot of things that, you know, our activities and games and sports and things that are things that you can be good at, even if you're not maybe athletic. Like I, for instance, am not very athletic, but I'm a very good splasher. So I'm really good at water polo at Quaker Lake. So, and that's one of my big accomplishments. But, you know, all kinds of things you can celebrate about your individuality, you know, how you're unique and how you have gifts, and you're, you know, kind of pushing those things so you can feel good and gain confidence. And that's my other point, gaining confidence. Anytime you try a new activity or branch out or talk to somebody new or go to a new thing, anytime you do those things, you walk taller, you believe in yourself a little bit more. And that's, you know, definitely a thing that Quaker Lake did for me. I, you know, climbed the Rebelling Tree and, you know, did things that were way out of my realm of, you know, comfort zone, and those were things that made me think, you know, I can do things, and I can do this. The number one thing that I think is the most important about camp, and that the reason we all need things like camp, is because children can be transformed at camp. God speaks through all these moments. He speaks through climbing the tower. He speaks through, you know, all of the parts that we're doing. It's his creation, it's his word, it's his people, and he is talking to us and giving us an opportunity. When a child is away from home and they're, you know, surrounded by God's beauty, and Quaker Lake is beautiful, and now that we have a drone, you can see those shots and stuff that just show the whole thing, and it just can really capture that. But when they're surrounded by God's creation, they're taught the truth of Scripture, and they're around, like I said, God's people, his creation, you know, they can be transformed, and it can change your life. And we hear, you know, summer after summer, kids that come back to that. Like, they'll come back to that feeling and come back to what they learn at Quaker Lake. In Mark chapter 9, verse 36 through 37, it says, "He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me.'" And in Proverbs 22, verse 6, It says, start children off on the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it. And we see over and over again, campers, staff, you know, all of us that come back to that, come back to what we learned at camp, you know, or somewhere like that, that come back to that. I have a quote that is like on a kind of old-looking post-it note now that's on my desk, over my desk, and it says, our goal is to provide children two things that they all deserve: challenges to exceed what they were able to do yesterday, and the support that makes that growth possible. So every kid deserves challenges to exceed what they were able to do yesterday, and then support that makes that growth possible. And I think of all people, this church understands the word support, because that's one thing that I think is so special about you guys as a congregation, is your support, not just for Quaker Lake, but for each other and what you do here at church. But I think that something that we do strive to do at Quaker Lake, and in their faith, you know, in their confidence, and all of those things, is provide those things. And the other part, you know, and I say this a lot, is the average person, you know, doesn't get to work with the young people that we get to work with, and Sharon can attest to this too as another parent, but these folks who come through, who God sends to be the staff every summer, and, you know, the volunteers that turn into staff, it is so awesome to see them and what they want to give and what they want to teach, and their passion for their faith, and to teach about Jesus to these kids. And like, you know, people like driving out there when you know, pass people on the street or whatever, you know, I don't know that everybody gets to see that, and that message of hope that it gives all of us about that's the world, you know, that can be the future. And, you know, the fact that they're sharing their love and getting to see that is really awesome. God has, like I've said, sent so many wonderful people to Quaker Lake, and the gifts that are shared and the things that happen and the people that are in the right place. And, you know, it's really cool to be able to look and just see how that all happens. Our number one goal for every camper that comes to Quaker Lake is we want them to leave Quaker Lake and seek their own personal relationship with Christ. We want them to learn, and we want them to feel loved, and we want them to understand the power of that grace, but we want them to leave seeking it on their own, to step into their own relationship with God, and that be, you know, where they go. And some of them aren't supported, and, you know, they don't have home churches, or they're, you know, not going to be supported, and we hope that we give them the tools and to help find ways to support, you know, their faith and to keep seeking. And when they come back to Quaker Lake, and we try to keep, you know, fostering that. We all should pour into children. We all should pour into each other, into teens, into young adults, and, you know, continue that message. Quaker Lake is a special place, and it's a beautiful place. A lot of people say God's presence, you can feel God's presence at Quaker Lake, and I always say it's because you seek God there. Like, a lot of, you know, sometimes when you just drive in that drive, when you pull in there, I feel like stuff just kind of is just kind of falling away from you as you're kind of opening yourself up to feel God there. And that's why, you know, a lot of people say that. And this may not be the exact quote, and I was kidding with Alan. I was like, is Neil not here today? And he was like, oh, wait, there he is up there. And I was like, well, if he wasn't here, I could say this quote, and it would be fine, because I would make sure that it was right, because it might not be perfect. But I remember Neil would say at campfires when I was young that so many people would say, when they would be speaking about Quaker Lake, is that, you know, Quaker Lake's not like the real world. It's so special here. It's just different here. You know, Quaker Lake's not like the real world. And Neil would always say, we should make the world like Quaker Lake. So that's my challenge to all of us, is that we will make the world like Quaker Lake. And at camp, camp songs are a big thing. Of course, we sing a lot in worship, and I've talked Christian into coming today to play guitar, and Emma is going to share with us and sing a song to lead us into open worship. So, anyway.
Thank you. your life, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you can provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Oh, it's love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us.
God's connections and timing can be perfect. My own kids have been so blessed to be able to go to Quaker Lake for weeks during the summer and even back to Seeds when they were little. And then I think sometimes we take things for granted because, you know, it is right down the road, and of course they're going to camp this summer, you know, and then we do the youth fundraisers here so that, you know, the kids that want to go can go. And so I think sometimes I know I've taken Quaker Lake for granted. But then I had the opportunity to take our 4-H club there twice last year. And I got to kind of experience it through new eyes. A lot of the kids in the 4-H club come from traumatic situations, and for them being outside from their family's home experiences, sometimes being outside meant that you faced a lot of violence and danger, kidnappings and things like that. And so for a lot of the kids, they don't go outside and they don't get to have those experiences of going out in the woods and just being kids. And so I worked with Heather and Christian through, I think, probably 5,000 emails, because I think both times we tried to go, we got rained out and hurricaned out and all kinds of stuff, and they were so nice to keep working with us. And so, you know, we had this great walk in the woods, and that's all the kids and the families wanted to do, was go walk in the woods. And Quaker Lake was that completely safe place for them to go. And to watch them experience it, you know, maybe we didn't do all the devotions and things like that, but to have them make that connection that this was a Christian camp, that this was what they call it, Quaker camp, and that it was safe, and they had fun, and they got to be kids. And then to go back again in the fall and to watch them fish with their families and picnic with their families and everybody be so, like, relaxed and joyful, it was just such a blessing. And I just think, you know, I can't take this place for granted anymore just because it happens to be 10 miles down the road, that it is an extraordinary place with extraordinary people, and it's just such a blessing. I just want to share that.
Quaker Lake is truly a blessing, and so is Heather and her family. They work so hard, and without them, who knows where Quaker Lake would be. I truly wish that I could have camped under Heather as director. If we could all stand and sing hymn number 516, verses 1 and 3, "Give of Your Best to the Master."
Give up your strength of your youth.
again give thanks for the blessing of Quaker Lake and those who are not only on the staff to make everyone have a life-changing experience, hopefully for the campers, but also the volunteers who are behind the scenes doing your work. Please bring us all back next week and do your will. Amen. Mm-hmm.